I'm Bill Littlefield. Next week on Only a Game, exercise, who needs it? Not people willing to ingest something marked not for human consumption. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Probably everybody who's been watching the Winter Olympics has his or her own favorite moment. Mine was the conclusion of the women's hockey final when Jocelyn Lamoureux-Davidson deked the Canadian goalie to bring the U.S. women a gold medal.
She deeks and scores!
I assume you were watching at 2 a.m. on Thursday when that happened.
I was indeed.
Excellent.
And you and I both share a view of hockey shootouts, which is basically that they're the most exciting things in sports that should never, ever happen. It's no way to settle a gold medal.
What fun it was.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And very big props to 20-year-old Matty Rooney, the American goaltender, who, by the way, as we say around the rink, stood on her head.
Stood on her head.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What say you of the actions of silver medal winner Jocelyn LaRocque?
Well, she doesn't owe me an apology. I mean, she, in the immediate aftermath of what had to be a crushing loss, took her silver medal off.
Right.
And that was considered, you know, very déclassé. Look, I understand it completely. It was a very crushing loss.
Exactly.
I don't know why she has to apologize to everyone in Canada for doing that.
I'm with you 100%. Did she spit on it? Did she throw it into the crowd? Did she crush it?
Yeah.
No, she did none of those things.
Right.
You have expressed in the past great enthusiasm for full contact snowboarding and short track speed skating. What's your favorite moment so far?
Oh, well, the short track has been okay. It hadn't been, there's no electric moment like that time in the last Olympics where the entire field fell down and the guy in eighth place got the gold medal, the Australian dude. There's been nothing like that, but there's been a lot of replay, a lot of let's see who's really at fault here when we come around the corner. You know who's really at fault? The guy who invented short track. That's who's really at fault.
The guy who thought it would be a good idea.
But exactly. I love any sport that looks like they thought it up 15 minutes before the television went on the air. And that moment in every snowboard cross where assuming all the snowboarders are still upright, come over that last rise and they all pop up like
together.
Little guys in a video game, that's fabulous.
At least two, quote, Olympic athletes from Russia have now tested positive for banned substances during these games. One was a male curler, the other a female bobsledder. Curling?
Yeah, that's the thing that surprised me. The bobsledder I can understand because you need to be strong.
You got to push the sled,
exactly.
Right.
But the whole point of curling is not to throw the thing really hard, right?
Right.
I mean, the whole point
finesse.
Of curling is to have a touch
it's
to it.
It's about finesse.
David. You know, I don't understand this. And I have to tell you that while curling is sort of like every American's mascot sport every Olympics, I can't get with curling.
No?
No, because first of all, nobody falls down, okay?
Well, they do occasionally.
Well, but not graphically and not from a great height.
This week, Louisville lost 123 basketball games and an NCAA championship, and that's before more details emerged in the FBI's probe of recruiting payments. Tough week, almost as bad as for Notre Dame last week when they lost all those football games.
Well, I think the Louisville sanction is ludicrous. If you're gonna sanction Louisville for what they're sanctioning Louisville for, then where is the sanction of Michigan State for everything Larry Nassar did?
It was also a bad week for Duke, North Carolina, Texas, Kentucky, and the aforementioned Michigan State, as well as USC and Kansas. Will there be any schools left to play basketball when the FBI is finished investigating?
First of all, this is a ridiculous, ridiculous exercise. The FBI is being used as the enforcement arm of the NCAA, which has had a bad few years because its status as a cartel is starting to fall apart right in front of it. Now they've got the FBI running the ball, naming and shaming high school players for $40 lunches. I mean, come on. This is a waste of time. And now it's starting to leak, and it's leaking like a sieve. And that always indicates to me that the FBI doesn't think it has a case. They're trying to win in a court of public opinion what they can't win in a court of law. I find this whole thing disgusting.
John Henry, the owner of the Boston Red Sox, said this week that talk of collusion was ridiculous, and I'm sure President Trump was glad to have his support.
No, not that kind of collusion. The old Peter Ueberroth era, what do we need Tim Raines for? Who, by the way, went in the Hall of Fame this year. Mm. Half of the 166 players who are currently free agents remain unsigned. Their agents and the Players Association do not think this is accidental, and neither do I.
This week, Major League Baseball announced new rules meant to speed up the game. You okay with fewer visits to the mound by the pitching coach?
Yes, that one I'll take. I normally kind of skeptical. I never heard anybody who said they wanted to, like, go home during a baseball game because if you're at a baseball game. But I think, these guys are professionals. They should not need their hand held as often as it is. My only problem with this is that it's not addressing my pet peeve, which is please use the pitch clock and penalize people when they break it.
The U.S., Mexico, and Canada had combined in a bid to host the 2026 World Cup, games to be played in all three countries. This week, former FIFA president Sepp Blatter said that Morocco would be a much better choice. And who can doubt Sepp Blatter?
Is he still taking bribes? I mean, is Morocco that big a sucker? Are they still sending him money?
You know, I can see all the gray heads at FIFA nodding solemnly saying, oh, good idea, Sepp. All right. What would our conversation be without mention of a world record?
Sports!
No,
it's not.
I said sort of.
Only one guy does this.
No, two things. Anyway, the Guinness World Records people have announced that British snowboarder Jamie Barrow has traveled faster than anybody else has ever done riding a snowboard towed by a car. Guy broke his own record. I wonder if anybody but Jamie Barrow knew there was a record for going fast on a snowboard towed by a car.
If you're the only guy in the world who does this, how do we count this as any kind of competition?
I don't know. Car was a Maserati, by the way.
Yeah, on a frozen lake, by the way.
Don't try this at home.
Absolutely not.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And, of course, he joins me at Only a Game every week. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.